Bear your share of hardship for the gospel with the strength that comes from God. He saved us and called us to a holy life. These lines from today's second reading tell it all. This is what Lent is all about: living a holy life. To bear our hardship for the gospel is to live the gospel message in our world today. You and I know this is not an easy task. Jesus says, love one another, and the world says it's impossible. He tells us to live in the truth. Don't lie, cheat, steal, etc. The world says it's impossible to do this all the time. Jesus calls us to be advocates for the poor and the disadvantaged. The world says it's impossible. Jesus tells us to deal with our anger, to forgive, to be compassionate. The world thinks we're crazy. The bottom line is that if we live the gospel message, the world won't applaud us. In fact, we will sometimes be the butt of ridicule and unfairness. But God calls us to be holy, to live in harmony with God, our neighbors, and all creation. Like Abraham, we are called to leave the land we are familiar with and go to a new place. That place is deep in our hearts, where we hear the gospel and then not only live the message, but become the message. In that place, God will bless us, and we will become a blessing for the world in which we live. Like Jesus, who was transfigured in today's gospel, God's glory will also shine through us to others. Holiness is wholeness, and that happens when we live the gospel message. God gives the strength and the grace. Are you up to the challenge? Will you grow in holiness during these 40 days and rise to a new and vibrant life in God on Easter Sunday?